This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, the Buffalo Jills, the former cheerleaders of the Buffalo Bills, what did become of them? I think we have an idea. And is there any chance of a resurrection, a revivification of the Buffalo Jills? And joining us, doing this show by request, I might add, coming up, we'll also be playing Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, by request, I think. But joining us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN from the Buffalo Jills alumni, we have Lori Ann Marino. Lori, do you prefer Lori or Lori Ann?
I think Lori's fine, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, of course, with the Buffalo Jills alumni. At some point, I know I'm going to say Buffalo Bills and not the Jills. And I think people probably figured out that they have not had many females on the Buffalo Bills football team. So the Buffalo Jills, how many years has it been without the Buffalo Bills having a cheerleading squad?
It's now been 10 years since 2015.
Yeah, that is absolutely incredible. And how many women over the years have been Buffalo Jills?
So that's a great question. And as we kind of look at all the different rosters from 1967 forward, we have close to 650, a little bit over 650 alumni.
Good heavens. And as the person in charge of the Buffalo Jills alumni, how many alums would you say are actively involved in socializing or keeping the spirit of the Buffalo Jills alive?
So we have pretty much about 150 members right now of the alumni, but when we hold a reunion, we tend to be getting somewhere close to like 350 coming in to come to our reunions. So it's a lot of people live out of town. You know, a lot of people have moved over the years. But we have probably one of the strongest ones. When I say ones, I'm talking alumni in the National Football League.
Wow. And I think they're supposed to have some big NFL former cheerleaders meeting in Miami or someplace relatively soon. Did I read that correctly?
You did. That's our next reunion. It's we have over 29 teams that are participating in that, and that's coming up this 2026.
That's next year. We're talking with Lori Ann Marino, who was a Buffalo Jill, and she runs the Buffalo Jills Alumni Association. How bitter a pill is it for former Buffalo Jills that the team, which once had a cheerleading squad, now no longer has a cheerleading squad, and given the circumstances under which the Jills were basically done away with, probably they're not going to come back. How bitter is that as a pill?
Well, I'm not sure I would say it's bitter, but we are very disappointed. We have a lot of girls that have cheered that wished for their kids to someday come and cheer for the Bills. But, yeah, we really would love to see them back on the field. And I don't know if it's out of the question, to be honest. I think there may be a chance that we have a new stadium coming that maybe we will be able to get cheerleaders back on the field.
Well, I guess the counter argument, Lori, to that might be that obviously anything involving the Buffalo Jills would have to be signed off on by the Buffalo Bills. And given that $3 million back in 2014 and some of the things that were said about the Jills and the jiggle test and things like that, that if you're the Buffalo Bills counsel, you're probably saying, why even make yourself vulnerable to any possible situation in the future?
Well, you're not wrong. That's exactly, I think, what's holding everything up. We're hopeful that the good that we do in the community will come through. But again, that was, I think if anybody has a bitter pill to swallow, that was more the Bills that they felt, you know, that they had to pay out some rewards to girls. That was not something that the alumni supported at all. We were not part of that. That was a personal situation that we stayed away from.
Yeah, I mean, I never quite understood the reasoning behind the complaints, but I'm not a woman, so I guess there's some things a guy simply can't understand. But if the Jills alumni also could not quite get behind it, now I don't feel so terribly awkward.
No, right. No, we definitely did not support that at all.
Now, we're talking with the head of the Buffalo Jills alumni at News Radio 930 WBEN, Arthur Pressman. Traffic, attorney time is 14 minutes after 3 on this Friday. And as we move along, we may have some Jills alums listening to the program today who might want to call in and talk about what it was like to be a Buffalo Jill and whether you think the Buffalo Jills could ever be brought back, the Buffalo Bills could ever have a cheerleading squad once again. The phone number in the 716 is 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, looking around the NFL, Lori, there are a number of teams, about half a dozen or so, which used to have cheerleading squads, which no longer do, and then one team which has never had a cheerleading squad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That's true. I do want to say, too, Tom, if you don't mind, we actually have a board. So it's not that I run the cheerleaders. I'm part of the board, and we also have officers in place. We became an association, and we incorporated. So I just want to make that clear because I don't want it to look like I'm the one running the entire alumni, but we have a few teams out there that, you're right, do not have cheerleaders. For example, the Honey Bears used to have cheerleaders for the Bears.
Yep.
They no longer have cheerleaders. There's, I think, a total of 8 teams right now that do not have cheerleaders.
Now, the proper title for you, do I call you a board member of the Buffalo Jills alum? You're not actually the head of it. You're not actually the president of it.
Right. I'm a board member. Thank you.
Okay, I apologize. I apologize for the misstep.
No problem.
I had the wrong information, and for that, I apologize. So, looking for how long were you a Buffalo Jill?
I was for 14 years.
14 years.
No.
When did
Sounds
you start?
Like a little too long.
When did you start?
Say that? Do we have to say that?
Well, I mean,
radio?
I've been doing radio for over 40 years, and there might be people listening who might have the same to say about me, and I don't have to show my body or any significant part of it, so it's okay.
Yeah, no. Well, I started in 1981, so I was lucky to go to a couple of the Super Bowls, and we went through quite a lot in the 80s with the strike, so I was able to experience a lot of different ups and downs with the Buffalo Bills, but there's nothing like being on the field. There's nothing like running out of that tunnel. Any girl that you speak to that cheered would probably say the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned this yesterday, but my wife, Rochelle, was a Buffalo Jill in the 1986 season, the first season Jim Kelly played in Buffalo, and I want to give a shout-out to her. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930 is the phone number. We're speaking with Lori Ann Marino, a member of the board of the Buffalo Jills alumni. Why did you want to be a cheerleader? Is it something you did in high school and carried through to the NFL level?
For me personally, I did cheer in high school. This was never something that I saw on my horizon when I was a cheerleader in high school. But I'll tell you, I did have a couple girls I worked with that encouraged me to try out. And it really was life-changing. When I say that, I mean more for the friendships and the sisterhood that comes along with it. I know your wife very well. She did cheer when I was cheering, and I think she would say the same thing, that we have lifelong friendships from this.
I think that's true. Haven't talked to her too much about the performing part and being in front of all of those people, but the first thing you mentioned was running through the tunnel. Did you get a sense, I'm not trying to be a psychiatrist here, but did you get a sense of personal validation, or did you enjoy performing in front of all of those people? Was it a way for you to make contacts and network as you look back on it now?
Yeah, it was, I don't know if it was a personal feeling, but I'll tell you, there is nothing like the charge you get from hearing the fans when you are running out. When the players come out of the tunnel, it's very overwhelming on the field. It's a wonderful feeling. Not really for making any roads in a career or anything like that. It was more of a sport that you played on the sidelines, yet it was an incredible feeling to watch the entire entertainment on the field.
So when I was graduating from high school, you were looking ahead to being a Buffalo Jill for the very first season. You were a Buffalo Jill. Do you remember anything about what you had to do for the tryout?
I do. The tryouts were held at the stadium, and it was mostly radio and TV personalities and some of the Buffalo Bills staff, and we would try out in front of 30 different personalities and go through kind of like a cut. You would get cut and come back for the next round of tryouts. So it was pretty intense. I think the year that I tried out, I was number 120 out of 250 girls. So there was quite a few that tried out back in the day.
Now, we're talking with Lori Ann Marino, member of the board of the Buffalo Jills Alumni Association on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, Lori, we talked about the Buffalo Jills and you ladies not being in support of the litigation that happened a decade ago. Is there anything that you might call an organized movement among the Jills alums to maybe put their voice out there or get behind a campaign to bring back the Buffalo Jills? Because, frankly, you know, some games, we could have something to cheer for on the sideline.
Yeah, well, we have a fantastic team, and we are behind the team 100%. As far as an organized effort, the Buffalo Bills are very clear on our intention that we would hopefully like to see the cheerleaders come back to the field. And we've been in talks a couple times. So we're hoping that they're going to consider it. In the meantime, what we're going to do is support the community with different charity appearances. And maybe they'll see that as goodwill to bring the cheerleaders back into the entertainment of the game.
Has it been discussed at all in any of the alums' contacts with the Buffalo Bills that maybe they could offer a waiver of litigation or a waiver of some kind of liability so that they don't run into problems in the future with down the road any claims being made against them where they got to fork out another $3 million? Anything like that a possibility? I'm not sure what the legality is, but has that been discussed?
100%, yeah. I think that would be absolutely something that would be part of bringing them back. But in the past, the girls did sign contracts as well and still sued. So I think they have that shock that what could happen again.
Well, yeah, and obviously they want to limit their exposure to any they want to limit the opportunity for somebody to come after them, basically, just like anybody would.
Yep.
Oop. I'm sorry. I think you said absolutely, but your phone kind of went dead there, the final syllable.
No, I did say. I said absolutely. You can't blame them for wanting to protect themselves.
How about the money? Did you get paid at all?
We did not get paid. We did get a ticket to the game. The girls did get paid if they did grand openings of different places, things like that, appearances that did pay. But no, to be a cheerleader, they did not get paid. Today, it's a different story.
Different story with other cheerleaders of other teams in the National Football League? We got this situation with the cell phone. I'm sorry, Lori, whatever you were just saying, I think you might have entered a dead zone for cell coverage, and sorry about that, but can you just start over again with the situation with the other cheerleaders?
Yes. Now, today, all cheerleaders are paid for their time. They are paid hourly for any practices or appearances that they do, And I think you may have seen that the Dallas Cowboys have just given their cheerleaders a raise in pay. I don't know if you saw that. It was in the news. But to answer your question, yes, everybody does get paid today.
We're not talking like Josh Allen money.
No, we definitely are not talking Josh Allen money.
But at least enough to cover the gas to and from the game, I presume, and stuff like that. As far as the time you had to put into it as a Buffalo Jill, how long, how many hours did you have to prep for the next game?
So during my time, we had practices twice a week, and they would range anywhere from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then you would get there early the day of the game to have a pregame practice, and then you would be able to cheer at the games. So that would be actual practice time where you were coming in to learn material. But besides that, you know, girls now are working out very hard on their own time during the week every single day. So they're putting a lot of their own time into this as well as doing appearances throughout the week.
If you had to focus on a personality type or the kind of woman who would make or who did make a great Buffalo Jill, what are some of the characteristics of that individual?
I think you're looking for somebody who is outgoing with a personality that would be open to talking to anyone that they were doing appearances with, but someone who also is very self-motivated, that they could be able to continue to work their own job or go to school and also be able to handle the practices that come up on a weekly basis.
It is Bowerly. Great to have you with us. And we're talking about, well, the Buffalo Jills, the cheerleading squad, which has been gone for a decade, pretty much. Let's put it this way. They haven't been around since about the time Paul McCartney was in Buffalo the first time around. And we have Lori Ann Marino on with us, and she's a member of the board of the Buffalo Jills alumni on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if we have any ladies who were Buffalo Jills or anybody who wants to call and offer an opinion on whether the Bills should have a cheerleading squad, as in the Buffalo Jills. We're in the 716, and it's 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And the members of the Buffalo Jills alumni have been in touch with people with the Buffalo Bills organization. The Jills alumni had nothing to do with the legal stuff a decade ago. They didn't support it, and they'd like to see the Jills come back. Looking at it from the from the Buffalo Bills point of view, I'm sure their counsel has told them, why would you want to open that door so somebody down the road can just walk in it and then slap you with a request for money in the future? So they would be trying to minimize exposure to any litigation. That's what I would consider. And the thing about the waivers I'd mentioned before, in New York State, waivers, you got to be a lawyer to understand how waivers really work and when they're valid and when they're not valid. And it is a complex matrix of legal theories with the waivers in New York State. So, and again, even with the waiver, we saw what happened last time. So basically that illustrates that waivers aren't necessarily waivers, very situationally and linguistically dependent. I think I've explained that about as well as I possibly could as a non-lawyer. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, you did 14 years as a Buffalo Jill, and what do you think you brought to the games?
I guess the enthusiasm. I think being part of the overall entertainment on the side of the field, but I think it's the support, and we carry such pride being part of the entire game, being part of the Buffalo Bills, being able to go to the playoffs and being able to go to the Super Bowls and take part of that was just an unbelievable experience.
Well, Rochelle got to go to a Super Bowl, but unfortunately not as a Buffalo Jill. There she was. 803-0930, the phone number on News Radio 930 WBEN. So as far as you said something earlier that I want to focus on because, okay, as a man, I'm ignorant about such things, but I've talked with mothers of young cheerleaders and, oddly enough, former NFL cheerleaders. I sleep with one. We're married. It's okay. There's nothing immoral about that. So the idea of cheerleading as a sport, okay, a lot of men in particular do not understand that. They think cheerleading is something super, super easy. Anybody can do that. All you have to do is look really, really pretty, and you too can be a cheerleader. You want to talk about how difficult it is to be a cheerleader?
Yeah, I think that if you could see what these girls do to actually stay in shape to be able to do what they do throughout the entire game. I know myself included, I had broken ribs from being on a game and getting hit on the sidelines. I know that my ankles and my knees are shot from years of cheering and dancing. So I think it's a little bit more physical than a lot of people know.
I would like you to go a little bit further on that because, hey, we've seen very big men leveled by bigger NFL men on the sidelines. What happened when you got bowled over?
That was Bruce Smith, and he was running, and actually, by the time I could turn around and see that he was right behind me, I went with him right directly against the wall and kind of slid down from the wall after he hit me. But he was a big guy. But, yeah, there's some things that back in the day we used to have a couple of guys that cheered with us, and we did a lot of routines where they would do tosses and throw us into the air. And I know that took a lot of preparation, a lot of work.
I wanted to talk about the men involved with the Buffalo Jills. Do you have any tally over the years on how many men were Buffalo Bills cheerleaders?
Yes, we had two.
Just the two you mentioned. Are they at all active in the Alumni Association?
Yes, one of them is Jerry Ziffer. He is very active, and he comes to every one of our NFL reunions every 2 years, but he is fantastic and a great friend to many of us.
Well, I think it was last winter, the Buffalo Jills had a reunion party, a local reunion party at a local restaurant, Jazz Balloons on Main Street by the 290 in Williamsville, and several things stood out from me looking out at everybody. Number one, this will sound like a sexist comment, but ask me if I care. Every woman there was absolutely dazzlingly beautiful and very well dressed. That's what a guy notices first. Number two, when you see how they looked at each other, you mentioned the sisterhood before and the lifelong friends. It was pretty obvious that there was a lot of collegiality and a lot of great friendship in that room. Were you there?
Yes. Yeah, they're I have to say, for getting big groups of women together, there's nothing like it. Everyone is very supportive. And quite honestly, Tom, a lot of these women are struggling through some health challenges and financial challenges. And the way that everyone pulls together for their sisters, it's really fantastic.
Yeah, I know that you've got some situations going on right now, and I'm going to give people the opportunity to communicate with the Buffalo Jills alumni as we move along here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Getting back to that, the whole idea of cheerleading as a sport, and you talk about your ankles are shot, your knees are shot, you've had broken ribs, which if there's a more painful injury than broken ribs, I don't know what it would be, but those broken ribs are just notorious. Agonizing, and they take a little while to heal. Remember Lindy Ruff when he broke a rib or two? He was not in a very mm-hmm. good way. I bet you can remember the pain of the broken ribs to this day.
I do, because like you said, there's not a lot you can do for it, and to take even the smallest breath was very painful, and actually it was only like one rib on the bottom, but it just is excruciating to try to take a breath.
Yeah, I do not. You know what? I've had a lot of things in my life, and a broken rib is something. If I never experienced that, I think I'm okay with that. That's one thing I don't need to feel myself, okay? It's 3:45. Yeah. That is WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney Time. Lori Ann Marino is here. She's on the board of the Buffalo Jills alumni. So, yes, it is a sport. And a couple more things for you. Number one, the Buffalo Jills have not been around for about a decade now, and what I want to know is, things have changed a little bit in our culture over the past 10 years, and certainly since the 1960s when the Buffalo Jills came into existence. And do you think in 2025 or looking forward to years ahead that cheerleading is still going to be a thing, or is it going to be an anachronism, something out of place in time?
I honestly, Tom, I don't think so. And I don't, because I think there is a place for it, definitely during the entertainment of the game. So I know that when people are looking at the Raiders or the Dallas or Miami, the one thing that I get a lot of comments on is the cheerleaders, and they did the halftime show, and they do a lot in the stands with children, and they have programs for young girls to teach leadership and to teach confidence. So I think it's going to be here for a while.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, we went through as a society that whole Me Too movement. And these days, increasing emphasis at workplaces on HR situations. And it's almost like we're afraid to acknowledge differences between men and women, even at the most superficial or the most innocent level. I mean, nobody wants to see anybody get harassed. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about society's views on men and women. Hell, we can't even decide what's a woman anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, that sounds like that's a whole nother show, whole nother conversation.
Oh, good dodge. Good, very good dodge. Did Rochelle teach you the art of the dodge like that? Because that was really good.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, let's say she did.
Okay, but I'm just saying that it's a different world out there. And, you know, you mentioned the Dallas Cowboys. Was there ever any widespread, or did you hear even any whispers of jealousy between the PR and all of the mentions and the nationwide recognition of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders as opposed to the Buffalo Jills? I always thought you guys got the short end.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say, but the Dallas has their team behind them, supporting them. They actually are ran by their team. So I think because of that, they might get a little bit more recognition. But jealousy, no. I don't think we were ever feeling that way. We were probably, if anything, happy for them. We used to do the Battle of the NFL Cheerleaders, and we did actually do one with the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. But, no, I think when we get together for a reunion, and we do that, like I said, twice a year in the NFL, and it's hosted by a team. This year it's going to be in Miami. Everybody comes together, and there is just, I mean, you can't imagine a room with 700 cheerleaders in it. It's incredible, the enthusiasm and the sisterhood and how everyone comes together. But no, I don't see any of that jealousy, not for the alumni. And I'm not going to speak for, you know, the current cheerleaders. I don't think that they do as well.
Yeah, I mean, although it's not unusual as we get older to be a little less jealous and protective and have our egos bruised by things that are out of our control, and we can, you know, view the broader picture of life. Lorianne Marino is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, a member of the board of the Buffalo Jills Alumni Association. And Lori, just one more question. How do people get in touch with you if they want to express support, if they have thoughts on bringing a new squad of Buffalo Jills back on the field? What's the best way to find out what's going on with people who were Buffalo Jills?
Yeah, we have a website, and anyone is welcome to put questions in on the website or an email address that is buffalojillsalumni.com. And we have a secretary that is reading that daily, so they will get back as soon as possible if there are any questions.
And I hope that people reach out to you. I hope that you get some feedback from people who've been listening to this show. And I do know that the Buffalo Jills alumni does a lot for the community. And you also do a lot for members of the Alumni Association who are running into some difficult times. And you are to be commended for that. And I do hope that the Jills come back. I don't blame the Bills for their current position. And I hope that's something that can be worked out properly.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you very much, Lori Ann Marino, and I'll be checking my phone for those promised photographs.
Okay, you bet. I'll get them out.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, Tanner Saunders, who runs this program behind the glass, he looked at pictures of you as a Buffalo Jill. I think he's in love.
Oh, well, that's very sweet. Thank you very much.
Be easy on him. He's never had a date, so you gotta chill here. Okay. Lori Ann, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
Lori Ann Marino on the board of the Buffalo Jills alumni. I incorrectly identified her as the head of it, and I apologize for that, but I own my mistakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.